Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome, everybody, to our debut show. That's right, we're back on the air. This is Robert J. with Your Radio Promo. And we're going to play a little bit of music there for you to do the intro. We're actually going to make it a little bit shorter for other shows going forward. That actually was the plan today. Unfortunately, for some reason, the technology, so that really I couldn't turn it off. But I hope you enjoyed the music there for at least a few minutes. If you have any suggestions or any input at all, we totally welcome it. We look forward to serving you and bringing a lot of interesting personalities on the air to help you succeed with your home-based business through your business. Whatever you're doing, you got to remember that by staying in the game, by doing something that you think and other people around you think is crazy, by just staying in the game and actually pursuing your dreams and your goals and not quitting, not having people tell you that you're insane, even if it looks like you are insane, just staying in the game is the most important thing. And to just the stick-to-itiveness that we have even as Americans and really anybody in the world right now, it's amazing. Technology has advanced so much. So we're looking forward to sharing, like I said, we're having so many great guests to come on our show and to give you a little bit of, motivation to stay the course and to pursue your dreams and your goals and help your business succeed online and offline as well throughout the internet world. Once again, this is Robert J. You've plugged into Your Radio Promo, and today our very first guest on our new format is our a lady who's actually out of the East. Her name is Phyla Fosia. She actually runs a company called Picto Money. That's Picto Money, PICTOMONEY. And she's got some great information to share with us today on how you can succeed in your own home-based business, but also how what she's done, and we're going to talk a little bit about her story, and I'm sure we'll have her on future shows as well. So we're looking forward to sitting back, relaxing today, and taking some information out. You may want to get your notepad out. Maybe you have Evernote. There might be something you may want to use. So once again, without further ado, I wanted to bring on Phyla Fosia and welcome her to the show, to Your Radio Promo. Phyla, welcome to our show.
Hi there. Hi there, RJ. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, you're quite welcome. Not a problem at all. We appreciate you taking time out of your busy schedule. I know it's only so many hours in a day, and we're trying to succeed everybody for now. Everybody's basically an entrepreneur. Community is growing by leaps and bounds. And just appreciate you coming online today and joining us. So how's the weather out there today on the East Coast?
The East Coast has been experiencing some unusually warm weather the last few years. I've lived in this area since I was born on the East Coast within 60 miles. And truthfully, the last few years have been unusually warm. But the people have adapted and they're enjoying it. And I do the same. I enjoy it, the light clothing. All in all, I like our country very much, and I always hope for everything to always be, you know, good, and I enjoy the good times and bad times, but always welcome good weather.
Great. Yeah, we're actually in Michigan in the Midwest. A lot of times we get the same weather you guys get like a day or 12 hours later, and we're experiencing very nice weather too, and I can't say I'm tickled pink. I can honestly say I'm not unhappy about it at all.
Speaking of the weather, the Sandy storm had held up my company back in 2012.
Right,
and
we
just recently reopened about eight, nine weeks ago after a long dormancy period.
Wow.
And I did enjoy your jokingly calling sometimes how people call entrepreneurs insane or you're gambling or it'll never happen. Well, the proof is in the pudding, and you're right. If you stick with it, you can succeed. I can't speak for other home-based businesses' matrices or whatever they're doing, but even if someone has a like I saw one girl online, she would sew homemade aprons, a home-based business, and for her, it's everything because she makes them custom for people who have a need for a dinner party or whatever. And not all home-based businesses are the same. Now, mine is very unique in that it's single file. People don't have to do any selling or recruiting. And they just purchase a newsletter twice a month, and we call it the subscription-based business model. And the profits are split with the people bi-monthly. And I found ways to add income to the total profit pool to share with the members by selling advertising, and also I have some products that they can purchase, and ad space. So, nevertheless, my old members are coming back to me one by one. Some hurried back. Some are taking their time. But some are sticking to us like a barnacle on a ship. They want this Picto money more than anything. And I am dedicated, too. We have all the obstacles out of our way. And I really feel that we will stay the course, and day by day, week by week, we'll just grow.
Right.
You can ask me any questions you like about the product or
sure.
the structure, and I could answer your questions easily.
Not a problem, not a problem. As a matter of fact, I was curious, and of course for our listening audience, what actually did you do before launching Pictomoney?
Okay, I had a entrepreneurial spirit. I started out taking teacher college, and I junior year I opened a health food restaurant, which didn't go over too big on the East Coast, but I had seen one out on the West Coast on a vacation. Well, mm-hmm. Nevertheless, I didn't apply for my financial aid. When September came, I was back in the workforce and not at school because I couldn't afford to go to college. I didn't put my paperwork in. So
right.
I started entrepreneurship kind of young at 21, and then I invented a holiday tour guide, and I invented a couple posters, and that brought me up through the 70s, and then I became a certified paralegal and a dealer at the casino, and I did some bookkeeping. And then I moved on to different sales jobs, and all the while dabbled in and out of different home-based businesses, always finding them unsatisfactory because I didn't have any way to reach as many people as you needed in order to succeed. There are some gemstones that they'll have a group of a whole bunch of friends that make over $30,000-$40,000 a year, and therefore for them to buy a $25 candle or something like that was no sweat. But my class of people would never dream of buying, you know, anything that was too overpriced. Hence, I started deciding to make my own home-based business, something that would be affordable and something that didn't involve shipping, because through experience I realized as these protein powder companies and all were growing, they had a real shipping problem. They had to fill all those orders. So Pictomoney can be beyond 100,000 members. It could go up to 1 million or more members, or we could have franchises and other people could run similar companies. But one thing we won't do is we won't run out of warehouse space because we don't ship anything except some things that could be downloadable through the internet, like the newsletter. And we are going to have some products that are more like artistic ornaments and things that will be available online. I'm going to make use of college students to do some of our artwork and give them experience and also pay them. So all systems are go for Pictomoney, and I continue every day to speak to prospective members who might have called our free conference call. I answer questions to people who have already joined, and then I send out the paper applications to people who don't have a computer, and I answer email questions. So I'm always busy doing something, and our membership is growing. Every week we've been sending a payroll out, although the new members are the ones who are getting the attention first and the old members who have sent in their bi-monthly fees. But we are getting to everyone, and they are all very happy that we started up again. So I'm real confident, and I thank you for having me on today because we have to get the word out as many avenues as we can.
Right. No problem at all. As a matter of fact, I'm privileged and honored to have you on the air with us, and that's why I contacted you, and I know you've been reaching out and to a lot of us folks out there, and a lot of people move on with different things, and their email changes, their address changes, their phone numbers change. So for you to contact and actually get a hold of a lot of folks, it probably was quite a feat, I'm sure, in and of itself. And there are a lot of people that have been in other programs, other opportunities, yes, product-driven companies as well. And a lot of times, unfortunately, some companies do falter because of the – maybe they have some shipping problems or product problems. And there are even digital things out there, too, that people pay a bunch of money and they never hear from the people again. I know you – and it's a very, very small amount of people, because I've dealt with some other people throughout my internet career that have, you know – came back and had other instances. I had a gentleman I worked with that actually had earthquakes and flooding in his house. It's like he's experienced with the Sandy episode.
Yeah, big setback.
Right.
Well, let me tell you this. Yeah, sure. Some of the internet opportunities I tried as well, they promise you it's a cash cow or it's this or it's that. But they don't ask you for your W-9 form. And without a W-9 form in the United States and with the paperwork being declared, it's liable not to go very far. And so I pride Picto Money in that we are collecting the correct paperwork up front and making sure we meet all those kind of criteria. And nevertheless, home-based businesses are not rated by the Better Business Bureau, but Picto Money has no complaints, so that's a good thing. So they posted my rebuttal because they denied me membership, and so I wrote them a nice letter, and they were kind enough to post that, stating that they do not rate home-based businesses and that I have no complaints, you know, listed against me. So that was very nice, you know. And I say that to people, who ask me, I say, well, I might not be a member of the Better Business Bureau, but I have no complaints, and we've been online since 2010. So that's pretty good, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, nobody's against
it. That is a good record, you know, for sure. And, you know, as far as you said, people, sometimes it's a financial thing, whatever, but for the most part, just sticking in there and having passion like you have. And that's what I was saying earlier. It's only a handful of people out here on the Internet that have passion.
Yep. In defense of some of the other MLMs and home-based businesses and all, I certainly tried at least 20 of them, and I got experience. So even if they're just getting experience, getting out there, meeting people, it's a fun thing. You just don't want to spend too much money. I had a few bad experiences once where I was in a phone card company right when phone cards had just begun back in 1997. And I must have paid the application fee, which back then was like $300. And I put like, honestly, God, I must have put like 20 people in by paying their application. It came to a lot of money.
Wow.
And I don't recommend people paying other people's way in. And then the company went out of business. They closed their door, and I was out all that money. And that's the day I decided to have my own corporation. And my first one was called Future Bright, 1998. And then I switched it to Bright Dollars so I could have the .com. And I still have that domain, and it points to Picto Money. If someone happens to be an old friend and they remember that name, it goes right to Picto Money. And then I before Picto Money evolved, right after Bright Dollars, I invented something using paper, people could download to make placemats and different things for work. And lo and behold, that is not a waste, because now some of the products that I'm going to be able to download and sell and also ship to my members came from that one little evolution. And then I also had one that had to do with designer casual clothing that I invented. And yet the don't call list stymied us. And so just that year when I was ready to launch these beautiful full-color brochures, out we went. And honest to God, that was a hefty hit also, at least $3,000-$4,000 in printing costs and everything.
Mm-hmm.
So I have had some hard knocks, but I learned all the way. And Picto Money is what I call a power pay line, streamlined. You don't have to have a computer, but if you want to look online, you know, we can have customers either online or offline. We have a recording they can listen to, and in 5 minutes it tells them exactly what to do. We have live operators that answer the phone and can take a message, and I call people back promptly. Then, of course, I would employ temporary assistants. Once we hit a certain plateau of membership, I would have temporary office help, not only for the phone calls, but some light bookkeeping, and you know how they have those kind of services easily available. But right now, my accountant and the payroll processor and I have everything handled. We do have a phone app ready, and after we hit another milestone of a certain amount of members. We're going to revamp the website and make it the kind that is responsive to cell phone, iPad, PC, and that will be fun. Bank of America promised that with more sales, they will give me a merchant account. Right now, we're using Payza, which is similar to PayPal. And Payza is in France, and I was with them since July, and even before that with a personal account. Oh, I'm sorry that they've had, you know, troubles recently politically, but they have this swell website that can do reoccurring billing, so my customers can, you know, pay their monthly membership fee there. And all in all, I'm real happy about all that, you know, and
great.
We're looking good. We are looking good, and
well,
we're here to stay.
Awesome. Well, great. Mm-hmm. Anybody who's just tuned in to us and listening to our show today at your radio promo, of course, this is Robert Jay, your host, and I'm actually interviewing today CEO of PictoMoney.com, Phyla Vosia. And let's take a quick break. I want to tell people a little bit about what PictoMoney is, and then we'll be right back and go over some more questions with you. Okay, Phyla?
Okay.
All right. Well, everybody, you're probably asking, what is PictoMoney? PictoMoney is actually a power pay line, single file, no levels. It's like a club, no recruiting, no selling, no meetings, and no buying is required. It's all optional. Your PictoMoney turnkey business has dental, vision, and more. All you do is pay $32.49 and immediately receive hundreds in tax deductions and the next week, and, of course, a check or a direct deposit at your convenience. Then, of course, your income grows from there. Also, you enjoy our recommendations from PictoMoney at the website. You have home warranties, personalized gifts, dental, vision, vitamins, travel, and more. PictoMoney's product is their monthly newsletter sent by email or regular snail mail with a monthly graphic. No, you don't have to sell it or post it. Each month, it arrives with updates and information and a graphic that you can use on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, MySpace, Google, even if you want to, really pretty much any of the other of social mediums. Of course, if you don't have a computer, that's fine. We can also mail you our services, our 800 numbers, and, of course, a check or a direct deposit will be entered into your account. And the biggest thing you have to remember, folks, is that PictoMoney is something that you really can use. You can work from home. Even if you don't have a computer, you can actually go to a library and log in. So we wanted to let you know that PictoMoney is here to stay. They've had quite a few years. Actually, Phyla Vosia, our CEO who's with us today, is actually just telling us a little bit about PictoMoney and how you actually could fit in. And if your work is like a desk job right now in your own home, it only takes an hour of your time per week. You receive two checks or two direct deposits per month. You pick your which payment method, of course, and checks and direct deposits are paid on the 10th and the 25th of every single month. So check out PictoMoney.com. That's PictoMoney, PictoMoney.com. PictoMoney. And we're back with Phyla Vosia, the CEO of PictoMoney. And Phyla, I want to ask you, what three pieces of advice, if you would, that you offer our entrepreneurs that are listening today, if they were starting out in their own business or maybe getting started again, would you recommend that they do? What's the three things, key things that you could recommend to somebody today as we finish out our interview today, what you would suggest that they do?
Well, number one is have a clear idea of what your product is and why people would want it. Two, make sure that it's priced right for your market, you know. So if you know what I mean. If it's something like that's going to be geared to the lower blue collar, white collar, it's got to be priced right. If it's geared to the upper middle class, it's got to be priced right. And I've even heard of the very lower upper class that they want products. And I've heard of them even doing MLMs with real pricey products that it costs like $1,000 to buy in. But nevertheless, price your product right. Make sure the people want it. and then make sure you can give it the time that it requires, because it's your vision and you have to give it full time. Even if you work full time, if you're the owner, one thing I like about mine, like you mentioned, you were kind enough, it only takes an hour per week, because really they only have to make sure they have their debits done and a place to cash their check. And I tell my people, just make a file, keep it on the side. But if someone is in business, yeah, they have to know their product, know why it's in demand, and then be able to give it the time.
Great. Do you have a phone number that people will call you directly, like your office number, if somebody that didn't have a computer, as an example, that was mentioned recently, that they can call you directly if they weren't able to get online
sure
right away?
Oh, I sure do. And they can call our live operators at area code 609-365-2444. Very
easy. Okay, that's 609-365-2444. And if you're listening in today for the first time, and if you kind of Pictomoney's got your piqued your interest a little bit, feel free to give Phyla and the folks over there at Pictomoney a call. They're on Eastern Time, so I'm sure pretty much 9 to 5 would probably be appropriate to call. I'm sure she probably has voicemail on as well if they're not in the office at that particular time. But as you can hear today, everybody who's tuned in, we have such a great entrepreneur speaking with us who's stood the test of time, went through Hurricane Sandy, rebuilt her business, is back online now and actually building and actually reaching out to the masses throughout the Internet. And it's just amazing how entrepreneurs, people who have actually dig in deep into the trenches and help others in the process. And I want to really commend you today for taking time out, Phyla, for sharing your story with our folks on here on the show. And we definitely want to invite you back sometime real soon here to continue on with your story and let us know how you're doing, how everything is continuing on as you continue to rebuild and get the word out there about Pictomoney.com.
I appreciate you, too, and thanks for having me on, and I'll look forward to coming back again real soon.
All right. Well, great. Thanks again. And everyone who's listening in, I invite you to tune into our next show, which, of course, you will be alerted via email or via Facebook or any one of our social medias. I highly recommend anybody who's out there listening and, get in touch with Phyla and her folks at Pictomoney.com. It's PictoMoney.com, and see what you can how it can help you. It's a home-based business, but it's so much more. It's a club that you can actually benefit from highly, and myself personally, I highly recommend it. I highly advise it, and I have proved myself. I've done some checking myself that payments have been made, people have received monies, and people are happy, and people are actually part of the club. And now, actually, believe it or not, this month people are actually in profit. So it's an exciting opportunity for yourself if you're looking for that home-based business with very little. To next to nothing startup. Once again, this is Robert J. with your radio promo. Thanks so much for joining in to us. And, of course, you can check out me at Twitter. If you have any comments, you can go to at Consumer View. That's my main company, CONSUMERVUE. That's Consumer View, at Consumer View, at my Twitter address. Thanks so much, everybody. Have yourself a most successful day. We'll see you again soon.
bye.